Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
Hello, we're live at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City. We're sitting down for a remote version of our Harlequin Author Spotlight with author Kristen Higgins.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. Kristen Higgins is a Double Reader Award winning author of Catch of the Day and three other romantic comedies. Until There Was You is a story about the power of first love and how the years have changed the people involved. Family roles, rivalry, what it means to be chosen, all that juicy stuff. And a great dog, too. Even a couple of cats, who
yes,
are
ma'am.
Also quite nice. Until There Was You is about the return of a bad boy, the town bad boy. Tell us about your hero in this story, Liam Murphy.
Well, Liam returns to Bellsford, New Hampshire after almost 20 years of being away. Now, back in his youth, he was the epitome of the bad boy. Motorcycle, leather jacket, sexy, women falling at his feet, or groin, as the case may be. And now he's returned as a single dad of a 15-year-old girl, and his mission in life is to make sure that she doesn't make the same mistakes that so many girls made.
The tables have turned.
Exactly.
Your heroine, Posey Osterhagen, if I'm saying that right, spent her high school years worshiping Liam. Now he's back. She's not convinced that he's changed much. How are these two people the same and different from who they were 15 years ago?
Well, I think that they have this this critical experience together, although Liam is completely unaware of what happens. But Posey is greatly affected by his actions. And it actually changes her for the better somewhat. She toughens up. She's
This is the prom incident?
This is at prom when she is 16 years old. And it really kind of forces her to grow up. So she is a little more confident, a stronger person, and she's very happy with where she is in life for the most part. And she takes a look at Liam and thinks, I don't trust this guy still. You know, he may seem like a devoted dad and everything, but he's still got that bad boy groove going on.
It's a very good groove, too.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to write.
So this is actually different for you in that this is the first time that you've written a story from the hero's point of view.
Yes.
What were the joys and challenges of writing his internal voice?
You know, I was surprised at how much I loved writing Liam's point of view. I had always stayed away from that. I love writing first person because it's so intimate and it's so close to our own experiences in real life. But once I started writing him, I loved the dichotomy of him as an actual very alpha male, definitely trying to protect his daughter, be both mother and father to his child, and then dealing with his past, which in large part he's forgotten. He's moved on. He comes back to the town and finds that their memory is quite sharp where he's concerned.
It's a little blurry.
Yes.
So Liam was Posey's first love,
mm-hmm.
And why do you think this love was so powerful?
Well, she idolized him from afar, you know, and I think that when you make assumptions about a person when you're young and naive and you think you see certain attributes and qualities, it really sets the tone for all other relationships that you have, whether that first relationship is good or bad. It really sets the tone for the rest of your life.
It sets you up, that first love, huh?
It really does, yes.
So why do you think we all love the bad boy hero so much?
Well, you know, they get away with so much, and they're just, they ooze sex appeal and machismo, and, you know, they're just a lot of fun to see them tamed. Now, Liam is not tamed in the traditional sense by his love, his wife, or even Posey, but I think that potential that we see in a bad boy, that, you know, the bad boy with the heart of gold, is so appealing to readers.
And to be the woman to tame him.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much, Kristen, for sitting down with us today, and we look forward to the next book in the series.
Thank you, Jane.